Good morning, everybody. It is day 8. I don't know what that makes the date, actually. Hang on, I could work this out. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Of course I know it's a date, actually. It's the 15th of January. It's day 8. And it's going home day. Wow. Not the end of training, but just the end of the residential part of it. I need to pack. I've been uploading recordings all morning. Morning so far, and I've got about an hour in which not only to pack but to somehow get some food inside me and be ready to go out so we can go to Regent's Park and free run the doggies together, which would be great. Looking forward to that. Much as free running was never a favourite activity of mine with Vance because he never came back, hopefully things should be a little bit better. I gather that they've worked quite a lot in his recall, Gio's recall that is. Hopefully that should be all right. Now I'm putting you down on the bed here. Hopefully you can still hear me okay, because I need to do stuff whilst I'm talking to you so that I can get dressed. That might be too much information. It's always, you don't really like to sort of imagine people, do you, whilst you're listening to audio. So this is me piling lots of stuff onto the bed. But this is my sort of normal recap of the day before. I have uploaded an increasing number of recordings for each day that I've done. Yesterday had the most at, I think, 6 recordings. You've got a tickly tongue, Mr. Gio. I'm kneeling on the floor and he's licking the sole of my foot. Hang on a minute. Put that on. Yesterday, we did quite a lot yesterday, actually. In the morning, we repeated the walk to... We repeated the walk to Aldwych, down Woburn Place, Tavistock Square, Russell Square, Kingsway, and Aldwych. Got the bus back. Really good, really nice walk, actually. That was, again, Gio performing really well. The kind of work that I really want and need from him. Being able to understand busy situations, get through tight gaps and find his way through crowds of people moving. Did really well. So that was good. Hopefully in time he's going to get used to the fact that I don't get off the bus every time the bell goes, because at the moment he'll be lying there nice and quietly and then I'll go ding and he'll sit bolt upright and be ready to leap off. Oh, sorry. Did I just... Oh, no, I didn't kick you. I kicked the fleece. That's all right. Don't think the fleece minds so much, does it? Hello. Becca thinks it's funny, yet he has the longest shaking time of any dog, almost, it seems. That was good. Oh, have you done a smelly thing? Disgusting dog. Ugh, foul. Oh, good job we're leaving this room. Yeah, you will, may well lean into me, Miss... Get off. Gio, thank you. Yeah, so that is that. Afternoon we did... off-curb, and this is basically off-curb obstacles. This is where an obstacle is, at least in terms of learning it, an obstacle is placed in the way. It was, I think in this case, a collection of cones put in the way, and the dog indicates to the side, indicates to the curb, takes you, well, when you tell it to, when it's clear, takes you off the curb, around the obstacle and back on again. I got quite a good recording of that, actually, so I won't explain it in detail, but we did it quite quickly, actually. It all went well, felt comfortable with it. Yeah, happy with that, actually. And then, in the evening, we went out for a meal. There's only so much Premier Inn meals one can take, although this had always been the plan. Went out to a restaurant of my suggestion, Great Nepalese, on Evershot Street. It's a street, if people know it, if you're looking at Euston Station, from Euston Road. It's the road that runs up the right-hand side of the building. It's not the most salubrious part of London, but it's a really good restaurant. And we did a night walk to get there. Rebecca had enlisted the help of another trainer, Tim, to come help with that. It was interesting having somebody, a different person following me, actually. Could say a different perspective, or maybe there were just different things to pick me up on, or maybe I did just do, maybe I was just being a bit rubbish. I have to say, I was a bit disappointed with the walk in both directions. I felt I was being a bit sloppy in terms of my own performance. This is, Gio did well. I just felt that I wasn't on the ball, really. I messed up a few curbs. They've got quite difficult curbs around here where the tactile paving is actually set one paving slab's width back from the curb, and so I'm misjudging it. The dog's doing it perfectly, but I'm not getting it right. That was frustrating. Gio actually did really well in the restaurant, settled down, no problems at all with him. Which gave me some confidence that that's going to be okay when we are doing it in the future, which is something I had been worried about. That was good, on the way back, I again wasn't on good form. I was holding the handle at a bit of a slant, so it wasn't taking the pressure at both points where it joins the harness, just one of them, and that's why I was feeling that he was moving more to the right than he actually was. It's really useful stuff. I think the problem for me is that I can have 100 positive things said to me and one negative, and the negative one I will dwell on and be unhappy about. I want to get it right, and hopefully I had been, and have generally been, and it seems silly in a way because, you know, I've been, if that's one piece of advice that I've been saying to John during the week, it's that there are so many factors at play that things can, even if you perform really well, other things can affect how the dog performs, or it's natural to have some days where some things just don't work, and the next day it will be fine. I'm not very good at taking my own medicine, am I, really? I was a little unhappy about it on getting back to the hotel last night, and I will be fine. I don't need necessarily lots of responses to this along the lines of, oh, it's going to be fine, don't worry, nothing. No, I know, I do know all of that. It's just me, the way I respond to things. Constructive criticism is really, really important in all aspects of life, but it doesn't necessarily make it actually easy to take and accept and move on with without dwelling on too much. Right, let's be dressed, ready to do his pack. So that was yesterday, that was day 7. Today is day 8. We are going to Freedom on the Dawn from Regent's Park, and then go our separate ways. I think Tony is taking Gia and I back to Richmond. I have an Ocado order coming later on, and then we have a free day tomorrow. So all very exciting in terms of getting a rest. And then looking forward to doing some home routes and work-related ones, things next week. And I will try and keep up the audio diaries, which I think people have found quite interesting. And do continue to let me know if this is the kind of thing that you like. I've had a couple of questions from other people, which I will probably answer by private message, as they were fairly specific ones. But do keep any comments, questions, and things coming. Pause recording.